This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Moderna Incorporated's coronavirus vaccine on Friday became the second to receive emergency use authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
It's a critical new weapon as the nation faces the pandemic's most lethal stage yet. The Food and Drug Administration is giving the vaccine from Moderna and the National Institutes of Health the green light, a day after Dr. Paul Offit and other FDA independent advisors signed off.
We can feel pretty comfortable that this vaccine is going to have a benefit that lasts for more than the 3 months or so that we studied it.
The vaccine joins Pfizer shots already being administered. Moderna has about 5.9 million doses ready to ship over the weekend. But even with the second drug entering the biggest vaccination campaign in American history, there won't be enough shots for the general population until the spring. Health workers and nursing home residents will keep getting the limited supply before others can get in line. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The head of emergencies at the World Health Organization said Friday a team of international experts looking into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic will travel to China in the first week of January. Dr. Michael Ryan said that his team won't be supervised by Chinese officials. Ryan added there will be quarantine arrangements for the team that will have to comply with risk management measures in Chinese regulations, but the team will visit the suspected site of the outbreak in the city of Wuhan.
The purpose of the mission is to go to the original point at which human cases were detected.
Heading into the year-end holidays, Ryan said the world should celebrate the arrival of vaccines, but cautioned that the next 3 to 6 months are going to be tough in the fight against COVID-19. This is VOA News. At least 12 people were killed and 10 others wounded when a suicide bomber blew himself up near a stadium in Galkayo town in the Mudug region of central Somalia. The suicide bomber targeted government officials and members of the prime minister's security team heading to the stadium. The Al-Shabaab Islamist militant group claimed responsibility, saying that the prime minister was the target of the attack. Friday's explosion comes as tensions continue to simmer in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, and the country gets closer to presidential elections scheduled for February 8th. Officials in Afghanistan say a bomb explosion Friday killed at least 15 civilians, most of them children, in eastern Ghazni province. Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Tariq Aryan said that explosives were packed in a three-wheel rickshaw parked near a ceremony where the Muslim holy book, the Quran, was being recited. The powerful blast also wounded 20 people. The Taliban, which controls large parts of Ghazni, asserted that the blast was caused by unexploded ordnance, and 12 children were among those killed. The bloodshed comes even as the Afghan government and the Taliban have been engaged in peace talks since September to negotiate a political end to the country's 19-year-old war. The United States added dozens of Chinese companies, including the country's top chipmaker SMIC and drone manufacturer SZDJI, to a trade blacklist on Friday, as President Donald Trump's administration ratchets up tensions with Beijing in his final weeks in office. SMIC has previously said it has no ties to the Chinese government. The Commerce Department is putting more than 60 other firms on the so-called entity list for allegedly being involved with the Chinese military, human rights violations, theft of trade secrets, and the push to claim territory in the South China Sea. United Airlines says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is investigating the death of a man on one of its flights this week. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has asked United Airlines for the list of passengers who were on a flight with a man who possibly had coronavirus-like symptoms and died. The man was on a United Airlines flight from Orlando, Florida to Los Angeles on Monday. The flight was diverted to New Orleans after the man experienced a medical emergency on board. The man was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. United says the man had filled out a form before the flight saying he had not tested positive for COVID-19, but the airline says the man's wife was overheard telling an emergency medical technician that he had shown symptoms of the disease. I'm Mike Gracia.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.